ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
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 नारायणं नमस्कृत्य
नारायणं नमस्कृत्य
नरं चैव नरोत्तमं
नरं चैव नरोत्तमं
देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं
देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं
ततो जयामुदीरये नस्तप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु
नस्तप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु
नित्यं भागवत सेवया
नित्यं भागवत सेवया
भागवती उत्तम श्लोके
भागवती उत्तम श्लोके
भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिकी
भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिकी.
This morning we're reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 29, entitled Talks Between Narada and King Prachinabarhi, text number 49. You'll have to all kindly forgive me. Usually my voice is louder than the microphone, but somehow for the last 3 or 4 days we've been having some seminars and I've been speaking continuously, and on top of that it appears that I'm getting old, so my voice has gone away. Actually, I never ever thought before that this would happen to me, that I would get old. I always thought somehow I would stay eternally young, but last time I was here, I was not wearing these things. Now my sight is starting to go. Now my voice, this is what happens in life. Slowly, slowly, everything goes away. They do experiments in the laboratory with frogs. So one experiment they've done is, if you take a frog and you put him in a bowl of hot water, he will immediately jump out. But if you put a frog in a bowl of water that is at room temperature, he will be happy. And then you slowly increase the temperature of the water, and he will start to enjoy. You go on increasing the temperature of the water till it becomes hot, and he will not notice. And you increase the temperature to boiling, and by that time it is too late. The frog is very sleepy, very tired. He can't jump out. So that's what happens to us in life. Slowly, slowly, old age and death creep up on us, sneak up on us. And we don't notice until it is too late. We don't do anything to go beyond old age and death. And slowly our voice goes, our seeing goes. Astirya,
Astirya,
Darbai,
Darbai,
Prag,
Prag,
Agrai,
Agrai,
Katsnina,
Katsnina,
Shittimandalam,
Shittimandalam,
Stabdo,
Stabdo,
Brihad,
Brihad,
Vadan,
Vadan,
Mani,
Mani,
Karma,
Karma,
Navaishi,
Navaishi,
Yat,
Yat,
Param,
Param,
Tat,
Tat,
Karma,
Karma,
Haritosham,
Haritosham,
Yat,
Yat,
Sa
Vidya
Tanmatir Yaya Astirya Darbai Prag Agrai
Astirya Darbai Prag Agrai
Astirya Darbai Prag Agrai
Astirya Darbai Prag Agrai
Kachnina Shiti Mandalam
Kachnina Shiti Mandalam
Kachnina Shiti Mandalam
Kachnina Shiti Mandalam
Stabdo Brihad Vadamani
Stabdo Brihad Vadamani
Stabdo Brihad Vadamani
Stabdo Brihad Vadamani
Karma Na Vaishiyat Param
Karma Na Vaishiyat Param
Karma na vaishiyat param.
Karma na vaishiyat param.
Tat karma harito samyat.
Tat karma harito samyat.
Tat karma harito samyat.
Tat karma harito samyat.
Sa vidya tanmatiryaya.
Sa vidya tanmatiryaya.
Sa vidya tanmatiryaya.
Sa vidya tanmatiryaya.
How many of you don't understand English? You don't understand English. Astirya.
Astirya.
Having covered. Darbai.
Darbai.
By Kusha grass. Prakagrai.
Prakagrai.
With the points facing east. Katsnyena.
Katsnyena.
All together. Shiti mandalam.
Shiti mandalam.
The surface of the world. Stabdaha.
Stabdaha.
Proud upstart. Brihat.
Brihat.
Great. Vadat.
Vadat.
By killing. Mani.
Mani.
Thinking yourself very important. Karma.
Karma.
Activity. Na avaishi.
Na avaishi.
You do not know. Yet.
Yet.
Which. Param.
Param.
Supreme. Tat.
Tat.
That. Karma.
Karma.
Activity. Haritosham.
Haritosham.
Satisfying the Supreme Lord. Yat.
Yat.
With. Sa.
Sa.
That. Vidya.
Vidya.
Education. Tat.
Tat.
Unto the Lord. Matihi.
Matihi.
Consciousness. Yaya.
Yaya.
By which. Translation, my dear king, the entire world is covered with the sharp points of Kusha grass. And on the strength of this, you have become proud because you have killed various types of animals in sacrifices. Because of your foolishness, you do not know that devotional service is the only way one can please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You cannot understand this fact. Your only activities should be those that can please the Personality of Godhead. Our education should be such that we can become elevated to Krishna consciousness. In this verse, the great sage Narad Muni directly insults the king because he was engaged in performing sacrifices that entail the killing of a great number of animals. The king was thinking that he was great for having performed so many sacrifices, but the great sage Narada directly chastises him, informing him that his animal killing only leads to his being puffed up with false prestige. Actually, anything that is done which does not lead to Krishna consciousness is a sinful activity. And any education that does not lead one to understand Krishna is false education. If Krishna consciousness is missing, one is simply engaged in false activities and false educational pursuits. this discussion between Narad Muni and King Parchinha Barishat is very potent and very instructive. Narad Muni is a Naishtika Brahmachari. He is a renounced, he is the greatest renounced personality. He is a completely liberated soul. Naishtika Brahmachari means that he has never passed any semen from his body, and he has a perfect memory, perfect intelligence, and he is a pure devotee of the Lord. His only business in life is to constantly travel and instruct the fallen conditioned souls how they can free themselves from the cycle of birth and death. As long as we are in the material world, we have to undergo so many miseries: birth, old age, disease, and death. Miseries caused by nature, miseries caused by other living beings, and miseries caused by the infirmity of our own body. We have weak heart, we have weak voice, we have weak kidney, we get varicose veins, we get... everything happens to this miserable body. But if we can just get chapala sukh, a little bit of sense gratification, then we think everything is okay. So this is the illusion of the material world. Narad Muni has been discussing this same point with Parchinha Barishat. He has been describing the material world as just like a dream. No matter what happens to you in a dream, at the end of the night, the dream is over and everything is lost. So in the same way, we work very hard to build a big, big palace for ourselves, to build a big family, to amass a lot of wealth, but in the course of time, everything is finished. Moga asha, moga karmano, moga jnana vichetasa. In the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna describes that the non-devotees, all of their plan-making is ultimately frustrated by material nature. Out of all the different species of life, 8,400,000 species, the human species has got the greatest amount of intelligence. Generally, all living beings are engaged in four kinds of activities: eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. The human beings are expected to use their superior intelligence to understand the purpose of life. But unfortunately, in this Kali Yuga, at the present moment, people are using their intelligence simply for the purpose of increasing eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. Therefore, the so-called advanced civilization is nothing more than a civilization of sophisticated cats and dogs. What is the difference? The dog is eating some bone in the street, and the big businessman is eating on a silver plate in the top of a big skyscraper building. But both are doing the same thing, eating. The dog is not thinking, oh, this bone would taste so much better if it were on a silver plate. The dog is not thinking, oh, I wish I could have rice and dal and chapatis instead of this bone. The pig, if you see in India, there is no sanitation department in small villages. There is only the pig. When people pass stool from their body in the stool field, immediately there is a pig to eat the hot stool. You see all these examples in India live. They're real. It's not a joke. But if we served here at Govinda's plates of hot stool, nobody would come for eating. If we advertised, no, no, the pigs, they enjoy this very nicely, it's very good, come and eat, no one will come. So every living being has got his different way of doing. But the business is the same. The cat is sleeping in the alley, and we are sleeping in our big apartment on our Sealy Posturepedic mattress. You don't know this brand of mattress, huh? Called Sealy Posturepedic. So, sleeping is sleeping. When you're asleep, you don't think, oh, I'm on a soft mattress, or I'm in the alley. You're asleep. You're not thinking about it. A dog is having sex in the street, and the human is making so many games and having... Nowadays, of course, they have in the street also, but that is another. Generally, humans are having their games in big hotels. The tiger is defending with his claws and his teeth, and we are defending with nuclear weapons. But the business is the same. Defense is the same. Sex is the same. Everywhere the business is the same. Our intelligence in the human form of life is meant for making a solution to the real problems of life. The real problem of life is how to stop birth and death. But if we break the laws of God, then we won't have sufficient power of discrimination to understand the difference between spiritual knowledge and material knowledge. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita, in the very beginning, Lord Krishna instructs Arjuna, Tasmat tvam indriyani adau niyamya bharatashabha papmanam prajahiyenam jnana vijnana nashanam. Arjuna, you have to control your senses. If you want to know the soul, then you have to develop spiritual vision. You cannot get that spiritual vision by going to the optometrist. But you have to clean your heart by tapasya, by austerity, by sacrifice, and especially in this age, by chanting of the holy names of God, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
But people are not prepared to pay the price. They have no appreciation for the value of spiritual knowledge. If you are in the diamond market, you're selling beautiful diamonds. Generally, people will come for window shopping. Oh, isn't that beautiful? Wouldn't that look nice on my wife? But they're not prepared to pay the price. Very few people purchase real diamonds. But if you have some very nice glass jewelry, then everyone will buy. So Krishna consciousness is meant for people who are serious about spiritual life. Those who are not so serious, they may affiliate themselves with a particular church or temple or mosque. For their social prestige, it is important to be known as a religious man. I have got my house, I have got my car, I have got my bambino, and I have got my church. It is part of the whole package of social prestige. But that desire from within the heart to know, who am I? Where do I come from? What is the purpose of my life? That does not take place, that desire. Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita that this knowledge is never revealed to someone who is not austere. Therefore, Rishabhdev instruct his sons, Nayana deho deha bhajan nriloke kastan kamanahate vidbhujamye. He has 100 sons. They are, of course, he is the emperor of the world. They are bound to inherit his wealth. They will have to rule over his kingdom. So his instruction to them, how to develop the qualifications for being a leader, are, do not waste your time in chasing after the same kind of enjoyment that is available to all the animals. In specific, he says, the vidbhujam, or the stool eaters, or the pigs. Rather, he says, you perform austerity, tapo divyam, transcendental austerity, not mundane austerity, but spiritual austerity. There is a difference. Everybody here in Milan is performing austerity. Just to live in the city is a big austerity. And those who are successful, sometimes people think that someone who is successful, it all came very naturally. He didn't have to do anything. It just, all that wealth and all that talent, it just came and jumped in his lap. That is not the fact. The fact is that genius is 10% inspiration and 90% perspiration. People who are successful, they perform the austerity of working very, very hard. And there is a great competition out there. People are not very nice to each other when it comes to money. For most of them, money is God. Money talks, nobody walks, as they say in English. Other people say money doesn't talk, it screams. It's hard to translate exactly.
Yeah, probably feature in that. Okay.
Anyway, the point is that they work very, very hard in their youth and in their middle age, neglecting their health completely so that they can get money. And then in their old age, they spend all their money that they have collected to try to get back their health. So it is a mad, mad, mad world. And they can never understand real spiritual life because they break the laws of God. And therefore they must be punished. If you break the laws of the country, maybe you can escape. Nobody can break the laws of God and escape because his eyes and ears are everywhere. He has got even a bigger network than the mafia. So Krishna is within the heart of everyone. Krishna is within every atom. The entire cosmos is within Krishna's body. just like you are conscious in your body from head to toe, so Krishna is conscious of everything. Your field of activities is your body. Krishna's field of activities is everything. So those who are engaged in killing animals for their sense gratification or for their extended sense gratification for their family members or friends, they cannot understand spiritual knowledge. To understand gross physical knowledge is not very easy. The scientists are trying to understand the atom. They're trying to understand outer space. They're trying to understand so many things. But at least what they are trying to understand is grossly visible. It is quantifiable. I can understand this is a book because I can see it, I can touch it. I can understand this is water because I can drink it. But to understand the mind, to understand thoughts, that is more difficult because I can't touch them. To understand intelligence, that is more subtle. Philosophy, it is not so easy to quantify, to understand. The most difficult thing to understand is the soul. One requires very cool brain, very clear concentration to discriminate between matter, gross matter, and subtle spiritual energy. It requires power. If your senses are running wild, where is food, where is sex, where is shelter? If you're killing animals, if you're breaking the laws of God, then you won't be able to understand. Therefore, the spiritual master, the devotees of the Lord, they come from the spiritual world and they give us guidance. We have got a skin disease. We think that I am this bag. Yasyatma buddhi kunape tridhatuki. Kunape means bag. Tridhatu, kapha, pitta, vayu. This is Ayurvedic knowledge. That mucus, the body is a skin bag, and inside is mucus, bile, and air, and a mixture of all these things. So someone who thinks his atma buddhi, his knowledge of self is, yasyatma buddhi, kunape tridhatuke, that I am this bag of mucus, bile, and air. This is me. Someone who thinks like that, sa eva gokara. He is no better than a cow or an ass. The dog is also thinking, I am a dog. Yesterday, we were walking along the property at Meadow Lago, and just next door, there was a big dog. But by Krishna's mercy, there was also a big fence. So we were walking, and the dog was thinking that I am a dog, and I have to bark. Woo, 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 woo. Barking like that constantly. The dog is trained up to think, I am a dog, and I have to protect this property. That is my work. So that consciousness is there in all the animals. And if human beings also think that I am this body, then they are also animals. So the spiritual master gives us knowledge how to get free from this ignorance. He tells us that we have to control our senses and our mind. We may not like that instruction for most of this life and for many previous lives, We have simply been enjoying unrestrictedly. Just like the doctor. When you get sick and you go to a real doctor, he will give you some prescription which includes diet. He may tell you you have a very bad liver. You have to give up drinking wine with your pizza. So you're dying from liver problem. The doctor tells you you have to give up drinking, but you think, oh, this nasty doctor, why is he giving me this instruction? But when you're cured from your liver disease, and you can act very healthily like all the other persons, then you think, oh, the doctor was my friend. So the scriptures are telling us, the spiritual master is telling us, you have to give up illicit sex. You have to give up intoxication. You have to give up meat eating. Then you can cure your skin disease and live eternally. But we are thinking, oh, how can I live without these things? So if you're not prepared to pay the price, then you will have to go on suffering. The spiritual master is not simply someone who will flatter you and you give him some dakshina, some donation, and he's happy and you're happy. No, that is not spiritual master. Sadhu or guru means one who cuts. There's a verse in the Uddhava Gita of the Srimad Bhagavatam, Uddhava. Lord Krishna tells Uddhava, O Uddhava, if you are to become truly self-realized, then you must associate always with sadhu or saintly person. You must associate always with saintly person who is just like a very expert surgeon who has got a knife that is sharp on both sides. Lancet, they call lancet. He is expert at cutting away the gangrene, you know what is gangrene? Of our mind and senses with the sword of transcendental words, which although painful in the beginning, it is like nectar in the end. So if we are interested in spiritual life, then first of all, we have to come to the platform of purification. We have to take up some process of purification. Yat tad agre vishamiva pariname mritopamam tat sukam satikam poktam atma buddhi prasadajam. In the beginning, it may be a little difficult, but in the end, it is like nectar. And actually, what is this life of Krishna consciousness? Singing, dancing, and eating pizza. What is so austere about that? The center of yoga process is the mind. The mind can be your best friend or your worst enemy. Therefore, we have to control the mind and engage the mind in Krishna's service, rather than allowing the mind to drag us through so many miserable conditions. And we can control the mind by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Gradually, we will be able to understand everything. Sa sarva vid bhajate mam sarva bhavena bharata. So we'll stop there. Are there any questions?
Yes.
Your voice sounds like mine a little bit.
The question is about the relationship between Ambarish Maharaj and Vasamuni. What kind of what is the difference between them? Because also the Vasamuni went to the spiritual world to to try to be saved for the offense or towards the Ambarish Maharaj. So what is the difference of
la differenza di elevazione spirituale perché lui è geloso di Ambarish Maharaj.
Also he is jealous of Ambarish Maharaj, but both came to the spiritual world. So what is the difference of the spiritual elevation?
That is the whole point of Prabhupada's purport. Unless your activities are anukul bhakti, favorable devotional service, then whatever you do, even you become very austere yogi, like Durvasa, but your activities are simply a waste of time. They are material. It's a good question. You brought up this point from the purport. There is nothing like sin. There are only activities that take us away from Krishna and activities that bring us closer to Krishna. There is nothing right or nothing wrong. There is nothing good and nothing bad in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains the same thing. Sarva mano dharma. It is simply mental concoction. E bhalo, e manda, e sabha brahm. Brahm means it is just an illusion. Mano dharma. Man means mind. Mano dharma. It's simply mental concoction to think this is good and this is bad. The only thing you have to analyze is, by doing this work, am I coming closer to love of Krishna? Phalena parichyate, phalena phalakaranam anumiyate. We judge a thing by the result. So if we are developing our love of Krishna, then the activity must be a good activity. And if we are forgetting Krishna, being covered by ignorance, then it is not good for us. It is against our self-interest. The Lord Maharaj says, Nate vidu svardha gatim hi Vishnu durashaya ye bahir artamanina. People think that their self-interest, svardha gatim, is something bahir, external. Vahiratamanina. They think that there is some value in this external material world. But your real self-interest is in loving Krishna. First you become a lover of Krishna, then everything else will have meaning. Then you can love God's creation. But the first business is to develop love for the source, for the person. So Durvasa Muni, he was not a devotee of the Lord, although he was performing austerity to try to attain salvation. He was doing so many things, but he missed the main thing. So better to make even a little advancement in the right direction than a lot of advancement in the wrong direction. Because if you make a little advancement towards Krishna, then Krishna will help you to make the complete advancement. But if you make a lot of advancement away from Krishna, God does not help his competitors. Just like there may be some other vegetarian restaurants in Milano, but you don't go and do some service over there when you have extra time, try to help them to come up. You have your own business. So Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But if someone wants to try to compete with Krishna, to kill Krishna, why should Krishna help them? Krishna helps his devotees. He is called Bhakta Vatsala. Otherwise, Everyone is under the stringent law of karma. And Krishna has nothing to do. Does that answer your question? So he was a liberated person, Durvasa, on the level of Brahman. He did not understand that Krishna was the supreme personality of Godhead. He was not a lover of Krishna. Just like Prabhupada said, that when Krishna came here 5,000 years ago, and he manifest his wonderful leela, only about 100 people recognized him. Somebody thought he was a powerful king. Somebody thought he was a famous politician. But only a few could understand that he was the supreme personality of Godhead. Bhaktya tvananyaya shakya aham evam vidho arjuna jyatum drashtum cha tatvena praveshtum cha parantapa. I can only be understood by love. No, he was qualified to go. He was a mystic yogi. He was a Brahman realized person. He could travel anywhere. He knew the science of how to travel. Any other questions? Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.
Yo Santita Shri Das Swami Ki Jai.